design. And I am so delighted that you've written this book, you and your co-author, William Dembski. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint today. And here's a special offer, friends. Jonathan's book, $15. Seduction of the Saints, $18. Your combined gift of just $30 to Save America Ministries will make both of these books available to you for only one $4 postage and handling. You'll save $7 that way on the two books. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, and become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone from the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And we're going to be talking about the RID identification. Now, for those of you who don't know, we're moving towards a surveillance society. They're putting the video cameras up every place. Oh, we justify it. This is how we catch the bad guys. We find the guy that is going to go ahead and blow up Times Square because we have him on video cameras. And we find this fellow or that fellow with the video cameras. Video cameras are so important as far as law and order are concerned. And then, of course, they have the ability to listen to our telephone conversations through Project Echelon and read our emails and faxes, and has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing that long before. And if you doubt that, go to the internet and look up Echelon, Project Echelon. But they're not discriminating against America. They listen to the telephone conversations and read the emails and faxes of everybody in the whole world. But of course, one of the most diabolical parts of this whole thing is the program of RFID identification. And a lot of people aren't even aware that it's a problem, or if they have, they've heard of it, they don't understand the implications of it. Well, Pastor Billy Crone has done a wonderful job of putting together a series of DVDs and talks on this. We carry the four DVDs, going to RFID identification and the beauty of this DVD series, and you'll never see anything quite like it, is he has accumulated the footage, video footage, film footage, put out by the people who manufacture and use the RFID, and they tell you exactly what they plan to do with it. And with that as the background, Pastor Crone, thanks so much for being with us again tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Well, you go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, you know what I think people need to understand is, we've talked before with the different Bible prophecy topics, and of course the big hot button, the issue of the Mark of the Beast. Issue, and we even shared, the tantalizing information that was shared by Aaron Russo when he had his friendship with the Nicholas Rockefeller until he found out what they were up to, and he quit the friendship. But basically, as we shared before, he asked Rockefeller why he was doing that, like he had said, with all these monitoring things and all the things. Why are these people, the New World Order, doing this? This is not right. Why are they doing this to all these people? And he basically said this, folks. He said the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with an RFID chip, his own words, and have all money to be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip. Okay, now the freaky thing about that was, folks, that's actually what the Bible predicted nearly 2,000 years ago that would appear on the scenes just prior to the second the coming of Jesus Christ, called the Mark of the Beast. That's going to be implemented by the false prophet and the Antichrist, the beast that's mentioned there in Revelation 13. Okay, but what people don't understand is, we talk about the Mark of the Beast and all the issue. Well, the discussion here tonight, Dr. Monteith, that we're continuing on, this issue of RFID, Okay, this is the technology that ties it all together. We talked before about what the issue with the mark of the beast, that for the first time in mankind's history, folks, we have a global economy. We have a global distribution system. We have a global communication system. We have a global internet matrix system. Okay, and on it goes. And so the reason why that's important is because the Bible says the Antichrist at some point is going to control all the world, what people buy and sell. And now you combine that global economy, distribution system, communication system, and matrix, you combine it with this RFID technology, and for the first time in mankind's history, it's possible for one man on the planet to literally control what anybody buys and sells, individually as a person, but folks, this technology allows them to...
Hold that thought, hold that thought. Go right ahead.
Well, and it's not just an issue that they're going to be able to track individual people. Again, put yourself, if you will, in the Antichrist shoes. How are you going to control what people buy and sell? Just real quick, real briefly, let me again read the classic text, Revelation 13. It says, and he was, he ordered them to force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had this mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, now stop and think about it. It's one entity, the Antichrist, the false prophet, dupes people into worshiping him, okay, but also forces everyone to do this, okay? And so how could one guy do that? Well, folks, with this RFID technology, it ties it all together, okay? This their stated goal, and you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. This to me, boy, did it take a lot of work, but this to me is the nail in the coffin. How could you deny this, folks? How could you say that this isn't really their goals when you will see with your own eyes the actual corporation, okay, videos from their own corporation that they sell, that they present to other companies to buy into their product, when you see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears what they actually say that they're going to do? And folks, in short, what they want to do, they have actually stated, is they want every single, not just person, okay, not just every animal, they want every single product, okay, on the face of the planet, chipped with this RFID microchip technology. Okay, why? Because, again, put it back in the biblical context. How is one guy going to control what people buy and sell? You don't just need a global economy, a global distribution system, a global communication system, etc., etc. You don't just need databases and tracking and monitoring of people. Okay, but that would literally mean somehow, some way, you have to control and monitor every single thing that you could buy or sell, i.e. every product. And folks, that's what their stated goal is. They literally want everything on the planet to be microchipped, okay? And it's going to be a complete matrix. And then, as Russo exposed from Rockefeller, folks, everything is going to be marked. Everything is going to be interconnected. Okay, and if you don't do what they say, they're going to shut you out of the system. Okay, and I'm not making this up, folks. These are you got to check it out yourself. It's actually, you can see the video clips, and what they do is they do a couple of things. They snooker you and I into it. Okay, and this is what we talked about last time. First of all, we talked about what is this technology. This technology, just real quick review, Dr. Monteith, in case people didn't catch the last one, is it's a tiny microchip technology, folks. Okay, and tiny is the key word. Some of it is so small. It's only half the size of a grain of pepper. Okay, this is that tiny. In fact, they've been able to print this technology now.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney, Pastor Crone, is basically saying that we are talking about RFID technology. These microchips are so small, the size of a grain of pepper. They're very, very tiny, but you can actually imprint up on them numbers that can actually be read. So you pick up the story there.
Well, that's just it. It's not just itself is that tiny, but now they figured out how to print this these microchips, believe it or not, print them, okay, which means that they can embed them in the packaging. So let's say if you were to flip over a granola bar and look at the packaging with the, you know, the health information on it, the letter I, not the letter I itself, but just the dot on the letter I, could be an RFID microchip, which means it is storing, receiving information, sending information, okay, as well. And it can be tracked, okay? And you would never know. It's embedded in the packaging. Okay, now we talked about that last time. Now, what we also talked about is what not just this technology can do, but what the corporations will do. And last time, you know, again, we saw So we're not making this up. We actually expose the actual patents that these corporations are planning on doing. And it's not make-believe. They have plans to monitor and track whatever people buy or sell all over the planet, okay? And then what we also expose is they're already doing it, folks. Some of the big guns like Walmart and Gillette, etc., are already doing it, which also includes videotaping of you while you're in the store, and you are clueless to it, folks. They're already doing it without your knowledge, okay? But what I want to talk about tonight is specifically the third thing, and that's the dangerous deployment of this RFID technology. Okay, this stuff, folks, it uses, again, radio frequency. It's a tiny microchip, and it can be broadcast through just about anything, okay? You don't need to be right in front of it. It can just be, it's like a radio station, okay? It's a little tiny radio station that can be picked up, okay? But the point is this, Dr. Monty, they're already doing it, okay? This is not some far-off future. This is not, well, maybe 50 years from now. It's already here. Here's the point. Now it's gone into the next stage. It's not just already here. It's already being implemented. Okay, and the first area that they're already and have been for years, folks, you better wake up, is in the retail industry. Now, I thought that was very interesting, and this is some of the biggest ones that they've been pushing for. Now it's moving into the healthcare industry, et cetera, et cetera. But the first big major thrust for this technology to have every single product tracked is in the retail, which is very interesting because it just so happens, Dr. Monteith, there in Revelation 13, the word buy is actually agorizo in the Greek there, and it literally means marketplace. To use a vernacular, it'd be like the shopping mall or grocery store, okay? And that's the first place that this technology is being released. Very, very interesting. Now, what they're doing down the road, they're also combining it with financial transactions all in one, and so you literally have in this one technology the control factor that was mentioned 2,000 years ago in Revelation to buy or sell. But here's what they're doing with this technology, folks. You might say, well, so what? So they put this on every single product that I have. Okay, what's the big deal? Well, folks, I'm telling you, you're opening up Pandora's box, and they're going to use this to not only track us, but they're going to use this. I'll get to that in just a second, Lord willing. They're going to use it to bilk us out of even more of our cash. It is going to become a nightmare. If you've ever seen that movie with Tom Cruise, Minority Report, folks, that is our future, and it's already being implemented. So this is not some, you know, the year 2050, this is happening now. What you saw there was brilliant propaganda by Hollywood. That's the reality. Where literally, if you remember the scene, folks, where he walked in, he was on the run. But because of the RFID, the microchips that were contained in his clothing, okay, it automatically recognized him, automatically tied him into a database, and it automatically began to market him other products to get him to buy his cash, which, of course, made him nervous because he was trying to hide. But everything recognized him and kept popping up on the screens. That's the society that they're building right now. This is not science fiction, okay? Now, that's the danger, okay? And so for those of us, I would say with all due respect, who are using our brains and going, wait a second, that's a road I don't want to go down because it opens up Pandora's box. Okay, well, they thought of that, folks, and they justify it to you and I to get us to buy into it. And the first way they justify the reason why we've got to, and you've got to accept every single product on the planet to be microchipped with this technology, is it's going to be good for the companies, okay? And so for those who do the selling, remember it's buy and sell is the context here that the Antichrist is going to do. Those who own the companies who do the selling, they're saying that you've got to get this because this is going to allow you to save time and money because you're going to know at any moment's notice where any product item is. For instance, folks, just to give you benefit for the company, this technology, if you put it on every single one of your products, okay, it's going to enable your shelves to automatically be monitored and ensure that they're always fully stocked. Okay, they never go below. You're never out of an item. Okay, and what happens is when it gets closer, you get down to one item, and automatically not only knows how many are on the shelf, spits out a report, but if you get down that low, it spits out another report, an alert that it sends the people back in the stock room. You better hurry up and get out more on aisle 3, product 2, subsection D, okay, and item 4 down here on row 7 is, you know, it's exactly like that. Now, the point is, why is that good? Because they admit, folks, that they lose money when the product's not there. You've gone to the store and you went for one thing and it wasn't there. What'd you do? Well, you either didn't get it or you got something else. So what happens is they lose out on the sale. Now that's the key, Dr. Monty. Greed is what is pushing this. Okay? I'm telling you folks, wait, I've got a lot to cover tonight. The reason why they're doing this, folks, they're trying to get you and I to go into it for convenience, but it's about greed. It's about getting more of our cash, okay, in a huge mega way. Wait till you hear what they're planning on doing with it, okay? Okay, and then I will say this as a disclaimer before I go any further, Dr. Montaigne. I'm not saying that these companies, and even a lot of these people, like Accenture Technologies and various ones who are putting forth this RFID technology, there's lots of them out there. There's a lot of upstart companies pushing this, okay? I'm not saying that they are knowingly working with the Antichrist and knowing that they're helping fulfill Bible prophecy with a satanic agenda. I do believe some people are aware of what they're doing because there is a spiritual war going on, folks. Okay, but I'm not saying they are. But here's my point. The reason why they're so easy to go down this route is because of greed. Okay, but what I do know is when the system is completed and it's coming fast, folks, that we do know that the Antichrist is going to hijack this system. Okay, and that's very important. He's going to hijack it, and then he's going to grab control of the whole matrix all over the world, and then he's going to say this, worship me, take this mark, or die, or be shut out of the system. Okay? So I just want to say that so people realize. But it's greed, folks, that is the deal, because they want to get us to buy as much stuff to spend as much cash, okay? So they're telling the companies, this is good for you, it's going to save time, it's going to save money, it's going to be very efficient, not only to make sure that you're always fully stocked and you never miss out on a sale, hence you get the maximized amount of cash, but it's also going to maximize not just the products, but your employees, okay? And the other arena that they're pushing with this, Dr. Monteith, is if employees have this, whether it be in a badge or whether it be on their clothing or whether it be inside their body with an implant, that this same technology, okay, could help the companies monitor and track their employees, okay, which means they can get up-to-date minute-by-minute on them. Like, maybe that guy was 42 seconds too long in the break room. And it will literally spit out a report. It will actually treat you like a product, folks. And it will tell it a minute detail to your boss what you did, where you were, who you were talking with, how long you stood there, did you goof off, did you check in at time, did you check out too late, et cetera, et cetera. So for the companies, and if greed is your motive, they're going, man, this is incredible. I could have absolute total control over my products and my employees getting the maximum amount of efficiency and effectiveness for the maximum amount of cash. Now, folks, if you don't think that this technology is here, okay, it is. Number two, it's not just here, it's already been implemented. You don't think it's being used on employees, folks, to monitor and track them? Hey, folks, check it out yourself. It's already been happening. Let me give you just one example. Here's a recent article. It says the RFID is used for hand-washing compliance in hospitals, among other uses. New RFID systems employed in healthcare settings may help them keep track of their staff's compliance with policies, from which rooms they enter, and to what inventory they use, or even how often they wash their hands. And staff tracking measures are among the most, they're not the only applications for this in the healthcare sector. First of all, the global market for RFID in healthcare. Now that right there tells you folks, they're expecting this to go worldwide, obviously. Says it's going to be a $1 billion market. Okay, again, it's about the money. Okay, about efficiency, about getting more bang for your buck. Okay, greed's the motivation. Okay, and so they're going to use this technology. Okay, and what it is they're under the guise of, you got to make sure they wash their hands. And by the way, it's not just hospitals, it's also restaurants and anybody who, handles food. Okay, they're using it right now, folks. And here's what it does. You tie it in with the plumbing system, with the sinks and the dish and stuff like that and the products, and including the people and the staff. Okay, now listen to this. With an RFID hand-washing compliance system, when a staff member approaches the soap dispenser, the dispenser reads the RFID-encoded badge. It records who is at the station, okay, when the activity is taking place. And right now, folks, to just give one example, Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami is already implementing this system, and other healthcare entities will follow. Now listen, the guy says this, RFID system is brutally honest. If a hospital is not in compliance, the data will soon alert management, and management can then decide how to improve individual or unit behavior. And it goes on to say this, the use for RFID for the purpose of staff tracking is not only the only use for this technology in the healthcare sector. Listen, this is a direct quote. The bulk of RFID sales in healthcare will be, direct quote, will be in tracking patients for safety and, listen, billing purposes. There comes your financial connection there, folks. Inventory control and pharmaceutical manufacturing. So they're using it, folks, not just to tie in every product, but every single person. It's all going to be under the guise of maximizing your cash and convenience for the companies. But, folks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. You want to hear something creepy? Hey, it isn't just for those who are selling. It's members buy and sell. It's for you and I, the customer, the ones who buy. And so they are coming in with a different angle because we're not, you know, we don't want to go along that way. And so what they do is they come in a different angle. It's not greed. It's called convenience. And here in just a little bit, Dr. Monteith, I'm going to give you a picture, folks, of the kind of society that they're building for us, okay? And, folks, I'm telling you, everything is going to be chipped. Everything is going to be monitored. And what they're doing to you and I is you've got to have this because this is going to be the most convenient culture on the planet. And yet, it is opening Pandora's box. We are going to be treated and marked like cattle.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, let's move on to the customer issue. As we saw, the companies, they're going to, you know, they try to justify it, greed's the motive, and you're going to be able to control and maximize not just your products, but even your people, your employees, okay?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have not gone to your regular seat. You've got a more expensive seat, and they'll simply debit your account. Everything about what you need, what you want, will be controlled through the RFID. Won't it be convenient? You won't even have to hardly think. They will tell you everything to do and provide whatever you need, and it'll all be done electronically. Pick up the story there, Pastor Billy.
Let's continue on, and this is again the scenario under the guise of convenience. Oh, wouldn't you love to live in this society? It's full of so many creature comforts. Let's continue on. You thought that was cool. That's nothing. Okay, so not only does it save you from ruining your clothes in this RFID chipped washing machine and RFID chipped clothes, and it's just incredible, but later that night, after you finish the pizza that you ordered automatically, you head to your refrigerator to get a drink of water, whereupon the refrigerator now informs you that you're out of milk. And then your refrigerator actually asks you, do you want more ordered from the grocery store, in which you yawn and say yes, and you promptly head off to bed. Are you hallucinating, the article says? Is this a bad scenario of a poor science fiction movie? No! Welcome, this is a direct quote, welcome to the wonderful world of RFID, where we know everything about how to serve our favorite customer. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but that kind of RFID envisioned future is a little bit too creepy for me. Okay, and I'm telling you folks, what you've got to realize is this is not just some creepy future science fiction scenario. It's an actual viable scenario today with an RFID-enabled world, and it's not just the technology is here, it's already being put into place, okay? And but that's bad enough, folks. Okay, listen to this. And again, remember the theme that's used here in the retail industry, in the marketplace, buying and selling. Greed is the motive. Okay? And what it does, okay, if we allow for this, folks, okay, it isn't going to be convenient on you and I at all. Believe it or not, the plans that they really want to do with this, okay, in these corporations, is it's going to enable them to bilk out all kinds of cash from us, because this is going to enable them to not just personally track us, but to personally market us right down to getting every last cent out of our wallet. Okay? And folks, they admit, the companies admit that this really is not going to save us time, it's not going to save us money, it's not just about convenience. Okay, listen, this is a direct quote from Procter & Gamble. Quote, this RFID stuff says, may all appear to be a bit exaggerated and useless. At the end of the day, it's only going to save a few minutes. So why are you pushing it? Okay? Because, folks, I'm telling you, this is going to allow them to not just personally track us, but, again, combine it with the personal databases. They're going to use that to personally market us. Listen, they're going to use it to give us a personal, individualized price on the products. Listen to this, folks. One person admitted in the retail industry, listen, here's what they're going to do with this. With RFID on loyalty cards, to identify the customer. Now, that's a whole other topic we could spend a lot of time on. All those loyalty cards, folks, that you're getting at the grocery store, to suppose you get that discount, all that is tracking everything about you, okay, about all your habits, all what you buy and all that stuff. Okay, but that's step one. That's getting you and I used to that technology. Okay, but you enhance that with RFID, okay, then that card recognizes you as soon as you walk in the door of the store, okay? And that's what they said. With RFID on loyalty cards, to identify the customer and identify and link the customer, this is a direct quote, identify the customer with your shopping history database. Listen, here's the reason why they're doing it. Just so it's so convenient for you and I, just to make sure that it's convenient for you and I when we go get that product, it's always there. No, listen, items then could be priced differently depending on the characteristics of the shopper. Listen, different promotions could be offered to different customers via their PDAs, their cell phones, kiosks, or the employees receiving prompts at the point-of-sale terminals, okay? And you're thinking, whoa, wait a second now. You don't mean to tell me that these companies are going to use this technology and they're actually going to discriminate by giving one special price for one person and then another person gets a totally different price for the exact same item? Uh-huh. Folks, I'm telling you, the motive is for greed. Okay? And they go so far to classify us. They classify us as this. We're either what's called a barnacle or a bottom feeder. And if we're not dropping big money in their stores, they don't want us around. And they're going to financially penalize us, okay? And believe it or not, it isn't the people who got the bigger cash with the bigger bank accounts who are going to spend the big bucks and get a higher price. It's you and I. It's you and I, the bottom feeder. Because we are not in the habit to drop big bucks, and so they give us a higher price to make us get out of their store. Don't believe me, folks? Here in just a second, I'll give you a quote from the actual marketers, and they're describing how they just can't wait to get this implemented.
And the thing is that this is all based upon the information that's put out by the marketers, by these various corporations. They've got it all figured out exactly how they're going to be able to control us. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, folks, let me demonstrate to you. That's exactly what they plan on doing. They're going to give one person one price based on their income and how well they drop money in the store. And for those of you and I who are wise shoppers, good stewards, looking for a bargain price, we're going to get a higher jacked up price so we can get out of their store. Okay, don't believe me? Listen to this, folks. This is Marty Abrams, direct quote. He's the policy advisor for Hunton Williams Law Firm, and he describes how marketers are going to do just that. Listen, maximization in some cases means providing white glove service and pricing that expands the firm's share of that consumer's wallet. Remember, it's about the money. It's about greed. It's about getting as much cash as they can out of us. In other cases, it means marginal service and high prices for the who? For the rich? No. Designed to drive the unattractive consumer somewhere else. And as another person puts it, you know that awful feeling when you get when you sit next to a guy and you found out that they paid $100 for the exact same flight that cost you $600? Listen, direct quote, because of this RFID technology, okay, soon you can have the same experience with food, clothing, and even children's toys every time you shop. Listen, imagine approaching a shelf, okay, because it's all digitized. Okay, it's not just a written tag, it's all digital, which means they can change it right before your very eyes. They said, imagine approaching a shelf and seeing the price tag change before your very eyes, flashing you a personalized price tailored to what? To your shopping history and your profitability to the store. Here's their term, folks, check it out yourself. It's called customer-specific pricing, and RFID is what makes all this stuff a reality. Folks, that doesn't sound very convenient to me. That sounds like complete discrimination, okay? I mean, they're going to use this technology to not just track the products, but to track us, to link it to our financial database, our database of shopping habits, instantly be able to identify us, what our habits are, whether we're a good customer or a bad customer, and whether or not we get good prices or bad prices, white glove service or rotten service. That's from the industry, folks. That's what they want to do. That's not convenience. That's treating us like cattle. But, folks, I'm telling you, that's the tip of the iceberg. They're not just going to use this in the public arena. They're not just going to use this, okay, to market us and bilk us out of cash and financially penalize us if we don't spend enough cash, okay, in the public arena. Folks, they want this in the home. This is what's incredible, okay? Believe it or not, folks. They have plans, these companies.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in just a moment here with all of our stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Church there in Niagara, up by Niagara Falls. And we're talking about RFID technology and how it's going to be used in the stores, but how it isn't going to be introduced into our homes. Remember, this is all about how the corporations are going to make money. Now, this is all planned out, and actually when you get to Pastor Billy's RFID set, you'll actually see a lot of film footage that have been put out by the corporations as they tell one another their plans about how they're going to bilk us out of our money. This is what it's all about. And as Pastor Billy says, of course, from their point of view, it's all about greed and control. From the spiritual point of view, It's all about that ancient prophecy that the time will come, whether you neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, folks, again, they want this everywhere. We know it's going to go everywhere. It's going to go all over the globe. And it's products, pets, people. It's everything's going to be chipped with this. But you think, well, you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to escape this. No, you're not. No, you're not. They're going to, everything is going to be, you know, which is, before I get into that, Dr. Monty, just a little rabbit detour here. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, if the mark of the beast comes and they try to make me this chip, I'm just going to run to the hills and I'm going to buy some property and I'm going to hide from them and I'm going to raise my own cattle and other farm animals and crops and I'm just going to, you know, be sufficient for myself. Don't think so, folks. They also have plans to chip every single animal on the planet. Check it out for yourself. It's called the NACE program, National Animal Identification System. And so you're not going to be able to run. You're not going to be able to hide. Okay, everything, even with the seed, they're controlling the seed. Have fun trying to plant crops when you don't have no seed. Okay, and then they're also genetically modifying the seeds so that the seeds don't reproduce. You have to keep going back to the companies who make the seed to get the seed. Okay, so they're closing it in all around you. And they're also closing in so that you can't escape. Okay, and even if you go home, I'm just going to home hide out and I'll sneak around and scrounge up food when they can't see me. No, you don't get it. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Okay, in the arena, including your home. There is no place to hide in this matrix that they're building, folks. Okay, and let me demonstrate that. It's coming into the home. They don't just want this tracking technology in the home, which allows them to market us, which allows them to figure out who we are, to charge whatever price. They plan on these things coming to the home. And the first way we expose this, folks, and these are their actual patents. They call them sniffers. And the first one, they want sniffers in your home, not just in the store. Okay, they want them in your home. Here's one actual patent. It's called the Inventory and Location System, and it describes how RFID readers, listen, could be installed in your home's doorways, floors, closets, even in your car. Now, see, they're already doing that, folks. It's not just coming. They're already doing that. They're already doing that in the retail stores. They already have done it for quite some time now, a few years in Walmart. Again, we talked about this last time. Next time you're in a Walmart, and they're not the only ones, folks, other retail stores. When you go out the exit doors, look at the exit doors on either side. You're going to see these square units. Those are RFID readers, okay? They're there for scanning purposes. Now, they cover them. They hide them pretty good with advertisements about movies and latest products and stuff. But if you were to take that cardboard sleeve off, it's a scanner. It's a huge scanner. You're being scanned right now, okay? Now, their plans on is not to just have these in the retail stores when you buy and sell. They want these things embedded in your home, okay? Which, by the way, with some of the bills that they're trying to pass with cap and trade and all that stuff, where your home is going to have to be governmentally approved, what if they wouldn't be too far, folks? So what if the government said you got to have these things in your home and make it mandatory, or you can't sell your home, or you're not going to have your home inspection passed, etc.? It could happen that easy, folks, whether or not you want to go along with it. Okay, but they want these things in your doorways, in the floors, in the closets, even your car. Why? Quote, to inventory all your RFID retail items, the products you buy, and report their findings on a minute-by-minute basis back to the marketers. Okay? Listen to the patent yourself. Direct quote. As a customer enters the door of his residence, not the store, of your home, a sniffer placed on the floor near the doorway detects the new RFID tag purchase. This wireless sniffer automatically and continuously emits a signal that searches for an RFID label which it has never seen before. The user's house may contain many sniffers which all wirelessly communicate with a personal computer. A mobile sniffer could even be installed in the user's car and would be able to report new purchases as the car enters the driveway or garage. So now you don't have to wait to get in the door. As soon as you drive in the garage, it already has cataloged what you just brought home from buying and selling, okay? And so here's the whole point. Listen to the deal. Why do they want to do that? So you and I can be more convenient and... No. Direct quote. So retailers and suppliers can analyze their sales, quote, and marketing strategies. Now, first of all, as we saw last time, Dr. Monteith, we looked at some of their several lame excuses to try to quell our fears about this emerging technology because there's several whistleblowers out there, okay? And one of the excuses, they say, well, hey, don't worry. We're gonna kill the tags. We're going to fry the chips. So after the point of sale, we'll use them just here in the store, okay? But we'll shut the tags off, you know, when you leave the store. Really? Well, based on your patents, folks, and bring this stuff home, and being able to scan our car or a person when we walk in the door or go in the garage, doesn't sound like you're going to shut them off to me, okay? But, folks, they want to track everything because it's all about marketing, because the better they market you and I, the better they know our buying habits, our personality habits, and then they market us accordingly, okay? There's a whole way of life, okay? And they want it all the way from the birth, if you will, of the product to the death of the product, all the way into the trash can. And the second way they plan on tracking us, folks, with these sniffers, is not just in our home. They're going to do it when we're done with the product. It's called the trash. Believe it or not, folks, they are planning to use this RFID microchip technology to continually track us, monitor us, and market us, not just in the store, not just in your home, but in your trash cans. And they're going to put these things in the trash cans, and so literally, and it could automatically beam the information, just like the one installed in your home, back to the retailers, back to the marketers to analyze the data and what you were doing with the product all the way through its life cycle. Okay, or they could just be driving down the street, you know, having installed one of these scanners on the vehicle, and they're scanning the whole neighborhood, checking out, okay, they threw that away, they got this, they got whatever. And you don't believe me, folks? Bell South has a patent out for their device. It's called the System Method for Utilizing Radio Frequency Tags for Collecting Data Concerning Post-Consumer Products. Okay? And this allows them, quote, they can collect, sort, process, and sell the data contained on our trash that has RFID tags on. Okay? And they say, quote, by combining captured pre-consumer information, that's while you're at the store or maybe at the home, okay, with post-consumer information, okay, that means when it finally makes it to the trash, quote, the entire life cycle of an item may be tracked. This information may be useful to a number of entities, including retailers, manufacturers, distributors, and the like. Grocery stores and pharmacies and retailers may find it useful to know how long it takes a particular item to go from being stocked on the shelf to being placed in a waste or recycling receptacle. Now, again, folks, wait a second. How could they track an item from the store to the home and now even to the trash can unless these RFID tags were left on? Hello? I don't think somebody's being honest. And, folks, again, here's the point. This isn't just the technology that's available. I'm telling you, folks, it's already here. In fact, they're already implementing this stuff in the trash cans. This is over in England. Listen to this. Spy chips are hidden in 2.5 million dustbins, what they call the trash cans there. It says this, quote, the growing threat of a stealth tax on the rubbish or trash we throw away was exposed by startling figures yesterday. More than 2.5 million homes now have wheelie bins fitted with microchips to weigh their contents. Listen, this is an increase from nearly two-thirds in just 1 year. The bins, which can be electronically identified and weighed, are designed for, quote, pay-as-you-throw rubbish tax. Under such schemes, families who put more waste out will pay higher taxes. See, it's all automated. Bristol City is presenting a scheme as a reward for recyclers with cash payments to homes that leave out less rubbish. You see, folks, you think it's just about the environmental movement and saving the earth. No. And that's how they get you and I to go along with this kind of matrix that they're building. I'm telling you, folks, it's all about control as well. Now, they continue on. Listen to this. According to, you think, well, that's just a few people who are doing this. No. Listen. According to the responses from town halls, listen to this. 2,629,052 homes have been now given bins, trash cans with chips. The number of local councils placing microchips in bins is increasing, despite the fact, listen to this, that only one of them has volunteered to trial the government's pay-as-you-throw scheme, okay? And one person said, if local authorities have no intention to monitor our waste, then they should end the installation of these bin microchips. But the bins allow the councils to examine, listen, household rubbish. Now you're thinking, okay, that's a way for them to, you know, help people recycle better and have a different kind of tax. No, listen. The bins allow councils to examine household rubbish and, what, direct quote here, sell the information to commercial concerns. Right there. You thought it was wacky with that Bell South patent? Folks, it's already happening to millions of homes. It said it also warned that collection of data from chip bins could show when households were on vacation, opening the way for abuse to criminals. See, that's the other thing, folks, they don't want to get out, is it isn't just these corporations who can get these RFID readers to scan the products, which also includes your trash can full of these products. Okay, that means the also the criminal could do it. Which, to me, it's like you can envision a scenario where it's a targeted thievery. You know, maybe that's just a new term, okay? And maybe that's what they're going to use. Because anybody could build these readers virtually from Radio Shack. You get enough parts, okay? Or you could go buy them yourself, okay? Okay, and they're not that expensive anymore. They're coming down extremely fast, very inexpensive, folks. You can get them yourself. In fact, they have clip-on ones that you put on your cell phone, by the way. Very convenient. But anyway, imagine a thief. He goes into a neighborhood. Now, prior to that, you know, just kind of like a random deal. This guy could literally now go through a neighborhood with an RFID reader, and he could be driving around scanning people's trash cans out in front of their property, okay, their house, okay, by the sidewalk, and literally he can custom tailor which house he's going to rip off. How? Because of the contents in the trash can. You see, this trash can at 123 Main Street, the person there, well, they got generic ice cream, and they got this off-brand ketchup-looking thing there, And it doesn't look like, oh, look at this. Boy, they buy all that high-brand stuff. And, oh, look, that's an empty box. Somebody had a Rolex there and stuff like that. Oh, they threw away a pair of pants. Oh, those are nice pair. Oh, that was a Gucci bag. I'm going to rip that house off. Folks, I'm telling you, that's what this technology will allow them to do. And they admit this. This is in the article. Okay? But it goes on to say, folks, that what's happening with this technology, it says they ran investigations in the contents in the residence bins, and in some cases, it wasn't just to check on the rubbish. Again, they admit it. What did they do with that information? It wasn't just checking out how much trash they threw away. In other cases, it was to obtain information on their incomes and their lifestyles. That's happening right now to over 2.5 million homes in England. But you're thinking, hey, that's just those people over there. You know, I mean, you got some problems. That's not going to happen here. Wrong, folks. It's coming here. In fact, it's not just coming here. It's already here. This is just one city that's doing it. Alexandria in Virginia says this. Alexandria residents soon will have to pay for larger home recycling bins featuring built-in monitoring devices. New larger recycling carts equipped with computer microchips will allow the city to keep tabs on bins and track residents' participation in the city's recycling program. Okay? It says their quote, one of the coordinators, if you know who's participating in the programs, you can focus your education and outreach to those who are not participating. And the guy who's the environmental service program director said, quote, we're just trying to get the biggest bang where we need it for the buck. I'm telling you, you think, well, that's pretty crazy. That's a wild, wacky patent that they're coming up with. Look, it's beyond the patent stage. It's in the reality stage. It's already being implemented, and people haven't got a clue of what it is. And again, I'm telling you, folks, it isn't just on the products. It isn't just in the retail stores. It's not just in your home. It's not just in your trash can. They envision in this new matrix system, folks, that they're building for us. They want these sniffers everywhere. They have plans to turn the whole world into one big giant shopping mall, okay? And the terminology that they use, folks, is called the real world showroom. And on the videos, folks, with the study that Dr. Monti is talking about, you will see this video with your own eyes of the world, the real world showroom that they envision for us, okay? Here's the vision. They said this, imagine you're sitting having a cup of coffee and a man passes by in a particularly sharp looking suit. Now, rather than just admire his taste and wonder where he bought such a well-cut piece of clothing, you pull out your PDA or cell phone and you press a button. Instantly, you have access to information about the suit, including the brand, similar products, availability, and price. You press another button, and the very suit is yours, and you'll see it at your doorstep the next day. Sound like a science fiction movie? Not really. Not if you happen to have the Real World Showroom, developed by Accenture Technology in Chicago. Real World Showroom is a prototype application that enables people to find out essential information about products, listen, in the store, in your home, in your trash can, quote, as they encounter them in their daily lives, which means on other people as they walk by. If they wish, they go on to say, they can buy the item on the spot without ever giving up whatever you happen to be doing at the time. Isn't that convenient? Quote, with Real World Showroom, commerce and interaction can take place wherever and whenever people see and use products. not just in the store or on a website. Okay? And then it goes on to say that they could use this technology environmental health inspectors can use it to check on the history of food purchased for sale by restaurants and check on the authenticity and the guarantee of the pharmaceutical industry and can verify the products and et cetera, et cetera. And it says this, quote, one day soon, the convergence of wireless devices, shopping services, and RFID-enabled objects all over the world, folks, could transform the world around us into a real-time showroom. That's their vision. They want to turn everything you encounter. Folks, it could be the dog collar on a dog has an RFID chip on it. You like it. You scan it as you walk by. You're just sitting in the park. In fact, you're sitting in the park. You know, people, they call them, I just like watching people. Well, hey, you can put that on steroids, folks. You could scan people now with what they're envisioning. Oh, I like that outfit. Oh, I like those shoes. Oh, I like that. Oh, that dog collar looked good on my weenie dog. Or that, you know, it's just, this is what they want. And so the whole world becomes one big giant buying and selling experience. It's all interconnected. It's interconnected on people, on products, with the financial transactions. And here's the point again. Greed is the factor for these people. You would never stop shopping, would you? I mean, it's not just when you go to the store and they got to work their tails off to get you to spend cash. Everywhere you go becomes a potential point of sale. You would never stop spending money, and that's exactly what they want. But again, folks, you've got to understand, these people, I'm not saying they know that they're working for the Antichrist. Greed is their motivation, but the Bible tells them this matrix that's being put into place is going to be hijacked by the Antichrist, and he's going to control it all over the world, and if you don't do it, you're going to die.
And how did they know John realized this? How was he able to write the prophecy over almost 2,000 years ago? Coincidence? I don't think so. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Pastor Billy, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, folks, again, let me just add a little bit more weight to this. You need to realize that this is really what these people are envisioning. Let me just share a couple quotes with you. Helen Deuce of the Auto ID Center, one of the promoters of this, says this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Can essentially watch, surveil, track, manipulate, and control the people. That's what motivates me, a desire to see that not happen to my generation, to my children, to my grandchildren. Quote, history is going to judge us based on how we respond to this threat now.
Amen to that. Well, Pastor Belli, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to having you back again real soon to wrap up this four talks program on RFID identification, which, of course, would appear to be one way or another, somehow related to this whole idea of the Mark of the Beast. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Munch.
Okay, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we do have the four CD set. I should say the four DVD set. We'll actually see many of these advertisements or the documentary actually put out by the manufacturer. So if you'd like to get the four DVD set, it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do have the book, Spy Chips, by Dr. Cawthon Albrecht. We have the four tape set or four CD set on Spy Chips. And then, of course, we have the DVD put out by Dr. Cawthon Albrecht, called The Surveillance Society. All of this information will give you information you need, and you need to help us get to others. Things are moving at a frightening pace today. Now, to put everything into its prophetic sequence, why, of course, we have a 10-DVD set of Pastor Belli talking about the final countdown, because almost everything going on today, once you understand the key, you can tie it to prophecy, and we are moving rapidly towards this one-world dictatorship that was prophesied 2,000 years ago, and so you want to get the 10-DVD set. You can get it part 1, part 2, 5 DVDs in each. Now, that's called Final Countdown. We have another 10-DVD set going into scientific creationism and the fraud that is being taught in our schools today to our children about how, of course, we all evolve from some lower form of life. Anything to simply undermine the belief that there is a God. Who determines the affairs of men and works in the affairs of men. And certainly the last thing they want is for people to realize that we can have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't have a personal relationship with your Lord and with our Lord, you better start thinking very seriously about these things. They're not imaginary. They're real. They're happening at a frightening pace. We're moving into a war with Iran. We're moving towards the destruction of our economy, and certainly the utopian world we live in will never return. And people keep waiting for the recession to end. Ladies and gentlemen, when we ever do come out of what is there today, the America that will exist will not be the America that we knew before. You need to get educated. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and we have so many books, we have so many DVDs and videos and four tape sets and four CD sets and pamphlets, things we've compiled of our various newsletters. You need to have this information, but more important, you need to get it to others. Please encourage others to go to our website, radioliberty.com. Listen to our radio programs. Of course, you can hear them on the internet 9 hours a day, 4 hours live on that network. There's another network, the American Freedom Network. We're on 7 o'clock every morning at Pacific time, and you can get that at americannewsnet.com. That's americannewsnet.com. But get the information and help us get it out. For we are truly involved in the spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle. Unless you understand that, nothing makes sense. the technology we're seeing today as truly wonderful, truly demonic. And certainly these things were anticipated 2,000 years ago. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here from Radio Liberty, coming here to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views I've expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and certainly will for the next hour. They're the views of Lynn Marzulli, and Lynn's an ordained minister who actually, of course, gave up his position as assistant minister at a church because they wouldn't allow him to circulate his book there at the church, a book entitled Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. You get that from Lynn, or one of these days we probably ought to carry it here. I haven't wanted to carry it because I didn't want to compete with Lynn. But now he has a new book out. It's called Alien Interviews. Alien interviews? What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about people who've studied the UFO phenomenon. And, of course, these are not aliens from another planet. They are part of this spiritual battle that is going on, the manifestations of this spiritual battle. And until you understand that behind everything that's going on today are spiritual forces. And people say, well, I don't believe in that sort of thing. Well, it doesn't matter whether you believe in it. If you're a Christian, I mean, certainly, and you believe the Bible, there are all sorts of supernatural things that happen in the Bible. I mean, certainly, wouldn't you say somebody being crucified, then rising from the dead is supernatural? Wouldn't you say that being able to raise people from the dead is supernatural? Are we going to be selective in what we believe the Bible says? And, oh, well, the Bible really doesn't mean that Jesus was able to raise people from the dead. Well, that's what it says. Well, but I just don't want to believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it. But this is the sort of thing, there really are supernatural things. I've witnessed them in my own life. We've talked to people who witnessed truly supernatural things. We have a great four-tape set on the supernatural interviews with Joanna Michelson, who wrote a book called The Beautiful Side of Evil. She witnessed over 400 supernatural healings, which she thought, of course, were coming from God, only to find out, much to her dismay, they were coming from the dark side. Well, Lynn, of course, is trying to get out information from people who've interviewed people who've had these so-called alien abductions or who've witnessed similar things. And these are not simply a Joe Blow down in the corner. These are people with PhDs. These are people with advanced degrees. Good evening, Lynn. How are you?
Dr. Stan, Merry Christmas to you and your listeners. A pleasure to be here, sir.
And have you sent those books that we ordered from you?
Yes, we did.
All right. Well, then we will have his book on alien intervention, and that we suggest several books that along the same line or four tape sets we hope you'll want to get. But what motivated you to write this book? I mean, after all, this sounds pretty far out. Some people say, oh, well, I can believe, you know, there's forces working behind the scenes destroying our economy, but aliens out there? I mean, do you really think that these are alien beings from another galaxy?
Well, the short answer to that is basically no. These are not beings from other galaxies. They're not friendly aliens from the Pleiadian star system or wherever. I believe that they're interdimensional beings, and to quote you in the beginning of the show, Dr. Stan, with the lead-in, there's been this cosmic war, this supernatural war going on in the heavenlies for millennia. And unfortunately, most people have no idea that this war has been raging. And these extra interdimensional beings are now manifesting on the planet. The reason why I wrote the book, Dr. Stamm, is because many people have no idea of what is happening. They get
hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Great.
Go right ahead, Lynn.
The reason why I wrote the book, Dr. Stamm, is many people have no idea of what the UFO phenomena is really about. They, you know, they're kind of on the periphery. They hear little things, and maybe a news commentator might do some sort of a tongue-in-cheek report, little green men and that type of thing, or, you know, it was just weather balloons, and some skeptic will get on, and that's all they know. So what I did is I contacted Dr. Jacobs, Dr. Roger Lear, Dr. Jesse Marcel, Dr. Wanger, retired Major George Feiler, among other people, and all these people that come in, there's about 17 people that weigh in on the book, Dr. Stamm, and all of these people have had direct encounters, close encounters of the second, third, and fourth kind. They've actually had contact with these beings. One person, Lynn Dickey, was actually an experiencer, a UFO contactee. She was communicated telepathically for a number of years by these beings. She was told to go out and take photographs of the sky. She would do that. There would be nothing on her camera. And it was a digital camera. And then when she would look into developed picture, lo and behold, there would be a craft there. These beings manifested in front of her. She had direct relationships with them. They pumped her up and told her that she was very special, chosen for a special task, and they began to groom her, like many other contactees. She eventually began to realize that they lied and lied habitually to her. She got to the point where she could no longer trust them. At that point, she contacted myself and other Christians who were saying that these are not beings from the Pleiades, that they are, in fact, fallen angels. And she basically broke away from that. It's a chilling account of her, the way she was deceived by these entities, and, of course, now she's a born-again Christian. She's completely come out of that. That's just one. But, you know, Dr. Jacobs weighs in. He's a secular historian at Temple University. And
he's a historian at Temple University. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
A secular historian at Temple University. No religious axe to grind, per se. Doesn't have the same, embrace the same worldview as you and I do, Dr. Stamm. What's interesting, he's been involved in this in decades. And what this is, specifically, is the alien abduction phenomena. And when he began to interview people, at first he thought, well, these people have had a psychotic break with reality, or they must be delusional or something, mental illness, whatever. And eventually, after like about a dozen of these people, he began to realize that the phenomena was real, one. Two, that there was no collusion between the patient. And three, this stood his worldview literally on its head. He walked around in sort of a fog going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, for like 6 months, trying to get his head around the fact that the phenomena was not something that these people were dreaming up. It was, in fact, real. Since all that's
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Mazzoli. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stamm. Of course, our guest is Lynn Mazzoli, and he's talking about his interviews he'd done with a Dr. Jacobs, who's at Temple, is a secular historian from Temple University, and certainly an atheist who, for one reason or another, began to interview people who claimed that had alien abductions. And, you know, he started out, oh my goodness, you know, these obviously crazy people are all in collusion. And after a while, after talking to a number of them, they all had similar stories. And he realized there was no collusion between them. And he'd interviewed hundreds of these people. And, of course, he is a secular man who, by his own admission, said, I kept walking around and saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's true. So pick up the story.
One of the dynamics of the abduction phenomenon is the so-called breeding program, which Jacobs began to discover. In other words, these people were being abducted, and then sexual experimentation were being done on them, and lo and behold, the women were getting pregnant, and they should have been pregnant, and then within the first trimester, usually before the end of the third month, they would be re-abducted, and the fetus would be taken from them. Then what we see is 3 to 5 or 6, 7 years later, whatever, they're re-abducted again, and they're presented with they're shown an alien slash human hybrid. Now, look, if it was only one of these, or one or two of these, I would say, well, yeah, that's an interesting story. Let's turn the page and move on. The problem is, this is almost pandemic in the UFO phenomena. The breeding program is something that these so-called entities, aliens, are very, very involved in. And what's interesting, Dr. Stan, if your listeners know their Bible, they'll know and understand that this mirrors the Genesis 6 incursion. When the fallen angels came to the earth, they cohabited with the women of the earth. They took for whomever they wanted to as wives. There's also another prophecy in the book of Daniel, which points again to another incursion. It says that they will mingle their seed with the seed of men, but shall not cleave with them. And the word cleave is the same word used for marriage that we see in Genesis 6. The phenomenon that's happening in the modern day, and let me just tie it up by one more prophecy. Jesus says, as in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns, which begs the question, what differentiates the days of Noah from any other time in history? And, of course, that's the presence of the fallen angels. Is the abduction phenomena sort of a latter-day version of the Genesis 6 incursion? In my opinion, the answer is a resounding yes. What we are seeing is the fallen angels mingling their seed again with the seed of men, which is what they're supposed to be doing. And, of course, the byproduct of that is not necessarily a Nephilim like thousands and thousands of years ago. What they're trying to do is get an alien, or I should say, a fallen angel human hybrid, which can pass. According to Dr. Jacobs, they have achieved that, and they're now integrating these hybrids into society.
Now, how does a secular historian correlate this with anything that makes any sense? And I mean, if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in the biblical story, how could you believe that there are these human hybrids out there?
Well, he certainly has trouble with it. He has written in one of his books, I forget which one, and by the way, you should definitely check out Dr. Jacobs, your listeners. His books are, you know, really worth the read. He touches the subject in my book, and his books are just incredible. Lots and lots of research, and will give you a deeper understanding of what the phenomena is. He reached a point where he writes at the very tail end of one of his books. He says, you know, I used to have hope for my children, my grandchildren. Now I no longer have that hope. He fears that the agenda is not a good agenda towards humankind. He feels like there's nefarious ends. And he's gone on the record saying, I'm not putting words in his mouth. He said that on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and I echoed his words, and George, you know, immediately chimed in and said, yes, you know, you and Jacobs are on the same page, and we are. Which leads me to a little phrase I keep bringing back to people. We may disagree as to what the cause of the UFO phenomena is, but we can agree that it is real, burgeoning, and not going away. And that's what your listeners really need to understand, that this thing is manifesting unlike never before. I mean, when I first got into this almost 30 years ago, it was certainly fringe. I mean, really fringe. No one knew what Area 51 was, for instance, at that time. The little gray alien, which has now been enculturated with stickers and shows and cartoons and everything, and 7-Up commercials, not too many people knew what that was. Now we've become enculturated with this little, you know, gray alien with the big black almond-shaped eyes. This is high strangeness. And 30 years ago, not too many people knew about it. What we're seeing is that UFO sightings are actually increasing. For instance, and I was born in the month of December 1950. December 14th, happy birthday, 59. So during that month in 1950, there was one UFO sighting reported. Fast forward to 2008, in the same month, there were over 350 in the same month. So it gives your listeners an idea that the phenomena is real, it is burgeoning, it's increasing, and not going away. Christians need to begin the dialogue about it. We need to understand what the phenomena is, that it's not little friendly aliens from the Pleiades, that in fact these entities are fallen angels, and some of their cohorts are the demons or the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. They are back. They are here to deceive. Remember Jesus' own words, that the elect would be deceived if that were possible. That Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders, that men faint from fear from what is coming on the earth. If you put these things together, you put these prophecies together, Dr. Stan, and we begin to get a picture that what is coming is is very alarming in my opinion.
And of course, there are many manifestations of the supernatural. One of them is the crop circles. Another one is the cattle mutilations. Mm. And of course, everything is done to convince the public, oh, it's all imaginary. They have websites, oh, it's all imaginary. These people are all crazy. They have magazines, one of them is Skeptical Inquirer. Mm-hmm. There is no thing like supernatural, you know. Nobody can carry out these supernatural techniques. Nobody out there has these supernatural abilities to actually, and I remember them writing about some fellow, I've forgotten what his name was, I think Geller was his name. He could take a spoon and
here
he could, right? Well, I've actually held in my own hands one of those spoons that was actually bent. It wasn't bent by Geller. It was bent by a major general in the American military, part of a unit whose job it is to tap into the supernatural. I know I won't mention the major general's name, but you can find it in the book, The Men Who Look at Goats. In fact, they're going to come out with a movie on this very, very soon. A division of the United States military that delves into the supernatural to try to use that for military purposes. But people have to understand that, Sydney, there's an organized effort to convince us it doesn't exist. But it does exist. My wife has seen UFOs, certainly. My producer will remember one of our doctors. I worked with us many years in town, where we used to do many surgeries together. His name was Bill Whitstone. And Bill Whitstone, before he passed away, told me he was seeing and witnessed this gigantic UFO, didn't tell people about it, because he thought people would think he was crazy.
Right.
When my wife and her father saw this, it turned out that one of her father's closest friends, a very prominent citizen who lived in the town that they lived in Canada, had seen these same things, but he was afraid to tell anybody for fear they'd think he was crazy.
Right.
But there, so many people see these, but they don't want to admit publicly they've seen them, because everything is done to demonize people who've seen these supernatural manifestations, but they're growing, increasing in frequency, because we're moving into a very significant time in history. Would you agree with that, Lynn?
Absolutely, Dr. Stanley. You know, you mentioned in my introduction that I was, I left the church I was, pastoring at, simply because my book was banned. That was certainly one of the main reasons which caused the division for me. But, you know, to be fired from a post or to leave a church because a book is banned, and yet the book was not even read by the senior pastor. So he'd never read it, but he just banned the book, which is, you know, kind of like what the Catholic Church did in the Middle Ages, and it's just unbelievable. And I just couldn't, you know, go with that. And it's the same sort of thing. Anybody who talks about this in most circles is looked at as, you know, some sort of a nutcase, which is why I had a lot of academians come on into this book and weigh in and talk about, you know, the encounters, talk about their research. For instance, Dr. Roger Lear, who's a surgeon like yourself, Dr. Stan, he's a podiatrist, and he's operated on literally hundreds of patients, removing all sorts of objects from people's feet, but he's also assisted in many other surgeries, so he's no stranger to the operating theater. And, you know, when he was first asked, someone asked him to come in and take a look at this object in someone's foot, and they mentioned that they thought it might be an implant. He said, "What do you mean an implant?" And they said, "Well, it might have been put there by extraterrestrials." He got up and promptly left the room. He didn't want anything to do with it. And these people, kind of said, "Just come and look at it, please." And very reluctantly, that's how skeptical he was, he came back and looked at this thing, and he figured it's probably a shard of metal or something that's been in there for years, whatever. So he decided that he was sort of coerced, actually, into doing the surgery. He did the surgery. Lo and behold, he finds this little BB-like object, but it's not a BB, and the blood vessels have actually wrapped itself around it, and there's a membrane over this object, which he could not cut, by the way, with a scalpel. He's never seen anything like it, and from that moment, he became a believer. He had the material analyzed. The metals are very strange compositions, and there are also nanotubes found in these things, which, by the way, are not found in nature.
And, of course, apparently he's removed. How many of these has he actually removed now?
He's done 15, and as of December, the early part of December, I think it's up to 16 now.
And so there's something out there. These are things that we can't explain. But they certainly have supernatural manifestations. We read the occult literature, and they have pictures of the crop circles. I mean, intricate designs in corn and wheat fields over certainly in England seems to be getting a lot of them. They have them here in America. Not imaginary. They'll tell you, oh, my goodness, they're just put in by students. Ladies and gentlemen, these were not put in by students, but by some other force. Well, then you go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Stamp.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Manifestations. How many people are going out to see this? We talk about hundreds, tens of thousands?
Thousands
of people going out every night to see this?
Correct.
And of course, this Can they actually see this figure or manifesting?
Oh, no, it's in plain sight. In plain sight.
Is it a figure or what is it?
Well, it's an outline of a figure, but it's very, very bright, self-illumined, and radiates this very bright, intense light. The other two objects behind it do the same. It's in the figure of a woman, and like I said, there's like a light blue on one side. It almost looks like a mantle, but it really isn't. What's interesting, Dr. Stan, is the local authorities turned off all the power to the city to make sure that no one was, like, projecting something or was a holograph or anything like that. They actually cut the power to the city to make sure that the phenomena, you know, wasn't a hoax. And lo and behold, this thing is manifesting. And see, this is what's alarming. Something manifests like this, and what happens, this could come right out of my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, but it's right there. We see Christians and Muslims together completely sucked into the deception. They'll believe whatever they're told, or if the apparition does communicate, they'll believe whatever it says. There's no testing of the spirits. No one is rebuking it. And it's just blatant acceptance to this. And this, to me, Dr. Stan, is incredibly alarming. Remember, prophecy tells us that before the rise of the Antichrist, there will be a great apostasy in the Greek, apostasy. Some people try to twist that text and say it means departure, i.e. rapture. No, it doesn't. The word is apostasy. It means apostasy. Will be a great falling away, which begs the question, what would call millions and millions, you know, almost 2 billion Christians on the planet, almost, 1.8? It's unbelievable. And what would cause this many Christians, or many Christians, to turn, to have a completely different worldview, to have their belief system, let's say, shattered, to give up their belief system? And again, I point to what's happening in this little town, and really, it echoes what happened in Fatima and Medjugorje and other places around the world. But this is real time. This is last week. And as far as I know, it is still manifesting. But, you know, then there's other manifestations happening around the globe. And you have to know where to look, and you have to be sort of diligent. And this is all I do full time, so I've got the time to spend and to try to dig some of the stories out. I don't have the means to go there. If I had someone to back me, I'd fly into Egypt with a film crew and film crew it myself and get it on, you know, whatever broadcasting networks I possibly could. Christians need to see this. Remember, Jesus himself says even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. I can't think of any more dire warning in all of Scripture than that, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. What in the world is he talking about? And he's setting up that warning for us, and I believe we are in the times. Look, when I became a Christian over 30 years ago, none of this stuff was going on. Or it was, but it was very sparse and sporadic. You know, every now and then you hear something. Now it's like something, almost every week is another occurrence somewhere. Something is happening. Whether it's the cattle mutilations of a couple of months ago and then recently this month that has got ranchers in New Mexico and Colorado absolutely spooked. You know, and by the way, this phenomena has been going on in that area for over 30 years. Law enforcement, including the FBI, have never brought anyone to trial. There's never been any charges formally filed, which gives you the idea that we're dealing with something here, which is, in my opinion, is blatantly supernatural.
Well, because isn't all the blood drained out of the cows, but there's no blood on the ground?
Correct.
And this is standard in these cattle mutilations. So somebody comes in, drains all their blood out, just leaves the carcass there, but there's no blood on the ground. How could that happen? Well, because you're dealing with supernatural forces, powerful supernatural forces, and these are not imaginary, they're real, and many people have seen them. I mean, certainly there are groups of people, and they certainly console one another, because most people say, that couldn't be true. And you only become a believer after you've really seen one.
You know, Dr. Stan, in the Alien Interview book, which I know you're going to carry as soon as we have sent them, by the way. I can't believe that they're not there, but maybe with the Christmas mail and stuff, probably get them today or tomorrow. But we have a cattle mutilation interview with Chuck and Stan Moser, who actually were ranchers and had several cows mutilated, and they go on the record in the book. Fascinating interview.
And what did they have to say about it, you know?
Absolutely. It was incredibly unnerving. You know, the first time you see one, you're not sure what you're looking at. And look, a word of caution for those of you who have sensitive constitutions, turn your radio dial or there's children in the room. I'm not trying to be sensationalistic, but this is pretty gory stuff, so you might want to turn the radio down, give me 30 seconds, and then turn it back up. But they had, and I'm going to say it right now, they would see the tongues completely surgically removed from the animal. The anus is cored out. The reduction organs
cored out. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. And this is Dr. Stan here, and that was Kate Smith singing God Bless America, a song that was very popular in America in the 1940s and 1950s, and there was even talking about making it our national anthem. But, of course, that has been long since forgotten because, of course, why would God want to bless America? We've banned him from our nation. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you don't understand, there really is a conspiracy against God. Why do you think they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Why is it that they won't allow a nativity scene on public property or a cross? It's all right to have a menorah in downtown Santa Cruz, 15-foot menorah, but heavens, we couldn't have a cross put up, and I have nothing against menorah. I think if you want to have a menorah on a corner down in downtown Santa Cruz, go ahead and have it. And Sydney, if you want to have people, you know, study the Muslim religion and pray to the Muslim God in school, but don't force them to pray. The thing is, they encourage the children to learn how to pray to Allah, but of course they punish them if they mention even the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There really is a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy belief in Christianity, because of course the people who are in charge hate Christianity, they hate the message of the Bible. because they know it's true. But it doesn't honor their God, because these people worship a different God. Well, before we go on, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. That's 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we will be carrying Lynn's book, The Alien Intervention. We suggest you get that along with that. Our 4-tape set on the supernatural, a testimony by certainly Johanna Michelson, who witnessed over 400 supernatural surgeries, psychic surgeries, where people who'd been abandoned by medicine had amazing cures. We have her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. The Beautiful Side of Evil, and we hope you want to get that. But, Lynn, at this point, I want you to get your website and your telephone number out, or whatever you want to get out, so people would know how to get in touch with you and get your book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural.
Thanks, Dr. Sam. Appreciate that. The best way to get a hold of me is lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. I mentioned before I blog 5 days a week, monthly news magazine. My radio show is on American Voice Radio, which comes on Wednesdays. All that is linked up off the website on the blog. You can find out all the information that you like. And I encourage you to buy the Alien Interviews from Dr. Stan to help spread the word out. If you know a skeptic, this is the book for you. Or if you're not sure about the UFO phenomena, you're not sure what's going on, this is the book for you. It's a wonderful primer. I mean, and it really, all these people are leading experts in the field. And all these people are either researchers or people have actually experienced it themselves.
What about this fellow back at Harvard? I think his name is Mark or Mark, John Mark, Dr. Mark. He's a psychiatrist who's interviewed hundreds of people who've been abducted. Have you run into him?
John Mack, you mean?
John Mack. Okay, yeah. Fine.
I know who he is. I did not interview him from this, but his work closely resembles Dr. Jacobs.
Right. Well, it sounds like Dr. Jacobs is fascinating. In fact, I think I'd like to get him on the program. And here's a man who's totally skeptical, and of course he has no hope. Because if you recognize that these things are here, they're real, and you don't understand there is their spiritual significance, there is no hope for the world, because there are forces here you can't understand. And if you are simply a humanist, the average individual who's had their faith wiped out in college, coming from a secular point of view, and you encounter these supernatural phenomena, where do you turn? How do you understand it? You can't understand it, and you can only understand it coming from the Christian point of view. It depends on your worldview. There's the secular worldview, and then there's the Christian worldview, and there's really no place in between. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And of course, I should say there is another point of view, and that's the Gnostic point of view. And the Gnostics, of course, believe in the supernatural. They just believe that we worship the wrong God. Have you run into that at all, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Dr. Stan. There are many people in the UFO community that believe that these are ascended masters. For instance, Benjamin Krem, who has been promulgating Maitreya, was supposed to be the world teacher. He's coming back saying that the Star of Bethlehem is actually 2,000 years ago was a giant UFO, and it's back again, and now it's going to herald Maitreya's appearance to the earth. It's very fascinating stuff, and they all believe, he believes and talks about it on his website, that he contacted the Space Brothers, the Ascended Masters. It's a whole, some people call it New Age, spiritualism, whatever, but it is all over the planet. We are inundated with it. You think of Claude Vorlihorn, commonly known as Rael. He's got about 70,000 followers worldwide. They are building an embassy in Israel, trying to build an embassy, I should say, in Israel, specifically Jerusalem, to welcome the Elohim, which is the UFO occupants when they finally land. He believes that Jesus was nothing more than than a space brother. And in fact, he and Jesus are brothers. It's just amazing how Jesus is always figured in there and always somehow is demoted. There's always a few of these guys that are actually above Jesus. Jesus was sort of a lesser ranking space brother who came here, but you know, this Ashtar guy, he's the real guy. He's the galactic command. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what, for instance, Blossom Goodchild, for the new book I'm working on, a 2012 book, I did an interview with her. And she's a channeler. Of course, we all know what channeling is. It's having a relation with a familiar spirit, which we're told is forbidden in the supernatural guidebook. The Bible is so alive. It is a guidebook of the supernatural. That's really what it is. From everything from Genesis to Revelation, once we begin to get it, it tells us how to deal with this stuff. Anyway, Blossom Goodchild has been led down the primrose path of deception. She believes that these entities are benevolent. In fact, I asked her that question point blank. How can you ascertain, how can you discern whether these entities are benevolent or malevolent? And she just gave me the answer that I've heard so many times before. Well, I'm sure that God would send me, you know, nothing but good angels or good. It's just unbelievable. I mean, these people just leave their brains at the door, so to speak. They never challenge the spirits. They're just willingly accept them. And, of course, she's been lied to on occasion, specifically the October 14th prophecy, which did not come true, which I blogged about, warning people that this was a false prophecy and would not come true. And, of course, it didn't come true. She believed that there was going to be a giant UFO ship over a place where the entire world would see it for 72 hours. And these the Galactic Federation, the Space Brothers, these entities that she was channeling, assured her that this was going to happen over and over and over again. Well, this is what, you know, the book The Alien Interviews, Dr. Stan, talks about, the fact that these abductees, people who have contact, begin to realize that these entities lie and lie habitually. And lying means that in order to lie, the person has to know the truth and then seeks to obfuscate, distort, twist, or lead the person that they're lying to away from the truth. It's a deliberate act. It's not something you just fall into. It's a deliberate act of deception. And most of these people begin to realize that these entities are habitual liars. And that's when, at that point in time, if the light bulb goes off, they can have a chance to get out. If they don't get out at that point, they become lifers. And then they just believe that these entities are so far superior to us that their morals are different than ours, and everything's okay. So everything is justified in their worldview.
Well, of course, we've seen the phenomenon of the Sidney Dan Brown's latest book, The Lost Symbol, and he talks about, of course, this supernatural force that's out there. He never really tells what it's all about. He, of course, refers on a number of occasions to, you know, how wonderful the Masons are because, of course, they're protecting the world from the bad forces. And, of course, he goes into the writings of Manly P. Hall. But he never really tells you what this is all about. Mm-hmm. He does tell you that there's supernatural forces you can tap into by which you can change matter with your mind. And he gets into the Institute of Noetic Science. And there really is one. It's up in Pleasant and not imaginary. People go up there and learn how to control matter with their mind, because what they're doing is tapping into a supernatural force. And this is phenomenal. I mean, millions of people are being taken in by Dan Brown, who never tells you what that force is. In fact, when he was interviewed on Matt Lauer, and we watched the interview, and Matt Lauer says, "What is this force?" And Dan Brown says, "I don't know." And he wasn't telling the truth. He does know. He just doesn't want the American people to know. What do you think of this new movie, The Avatar? Of course, this is a term that's ordinarily used for these supernatural beings. Of course, this is a phenomenal movie. It's breaking all Sydney box office. But I haven't seen the movie. I don't know what the text is. Do you?
I have not seen it yet. It just came out, I think over the weekend. I'll probably see it this week. I need to see it because I'll probably write a review on it.
Will you call me after you've seen it? I won't get a chance to read your blog, but call me, because I have a feeling that this has a message in it
for
these times. You don't put out, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to make a movie about avatars unless you're trying to program the minds of the American people with something. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the movie Knowing you know, to get on the subject of movies, the movie Knowing, I found, was in some ways more damning than The Last Temptation of Christ. You remember, the church actually showed up for that movie and condemned it for what it was. And we needed to do that. And I'm glad we did. Well, we fell asleep with the movie Knowing, because in my opinion, the movie Knowing was more damning, because it was a direct frontal assault against Christianity. It basically, the gist of the movie, for those of you who haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. You know, get the DVD and rent it. It basically says that the God of the Bible and prophecy of the Bible is nothing more than these extraterrestrials from some other planet, and that we were genetically manipulated and seeded here thousands of years ago by these entities. And they were back to take a few to start life on another planet someplace else. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. And there's actually a part in the movie where they show the prophet Ezekiel in it, like a woodcut engraving of the prophet Ezekiel's vision of the wheel within a wheel. And, of course, later on we see that the wheel within a wheel is actually a very large UFO ship. I mean, it's so deliberate. And Christianity Today, by the way, pretty much gave it a pass. You know, I wrote Christianity Today with my review, never got a reply, gee, big surprise. But my review of the movie was picked up by numerous websites and distributed to a lot of people. And I was vociferous, very vocal about what we're looking at. It paves the way, Dr. Stan, for the coming great deception. It softens the ground. I'm sure Avatar, although it's different from the movie Knowing, I'm sure there's underlying New Age spiritualism, theosophy, whatever label you want to put on it. I'm sure it's in there. It's woven into the script, and I'll probably see it over the holiday, over Christmas vacation, and check it out and report back to you.
Oh, I think it's important that people understand that there is this ongoing battle between good and evil. Between a Christianity and the forces of darkness is being waged at every level of our society, whether it's in government, whether it's in the phony wars that we're supposedly fighting over in the Middle East, whether it be what's going on in our schools, or even the fact that our churches will not tell the public about these spiritual forces, which are not imaginary, they're very real. They control our court system. They took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and any time that we wanted to put them back in again, why, of course, Congress could do that and simply pass legislation saying the Supreme Court cannot intervene. But they're not going to do that. Even when so-called George Bush, this evangelical Christian, you know, control both the Senate and the House of Representatives, they couldn't even do away with the murder of the unborn children, which they could have done any time and reversed Roe versus Wade. But they put on a great show for the Christians, and the Christians were there applauding, you know, and my goodness, George Bush took money away from a international organization that was doing abortions. Yeah, he took it away and gave it to another organization doing abortions, or gave it to the communist Chinese. We're supervising their one show child policy over there through International Planned Parenthood. But we can't let the foolish Christians in America, and there was a fellow named Cole wrote a book, he was in charge of the Christian relations there in the White House, and he wrote a book how, you know, when the Christian leaders had come in, they'd slap them on the back and tell them how smart they were, and then when they'd leave, that sit around and laugh at how stupid the Christians were and ridicule them. Chris, I've tried to get him on repeatedly and been blocked by his publisher. The last thing they want is for the Christians to realize they're being manipulated by leaders who are really totally incapable of understanding the true nature of the forces that are aligned against Christianity and everything good and noble and worthwhile in the world today. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here. We've got Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question on this subject?
Yes, I do. In fact, I was thinking, I want to thank Lynn for bringing up the review on The Knowing. I haven't seen any of these movies. Sounds like it's a movie made for George Norrie and Ian Punnett on Coast to Coast.
Right. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Lynn, do you know of any true believer brethren, colleagues, who corroborate your due diligence discoveries here? And then, Dr. Stan, I have a wish, a Christmas wish. One of your previous interviews with Craig Wynn, Lynn had mentioned that he would like to have some funding to do some research, I think he said, over in Egypt, do some filming. And I was thinking perhaps you could have a special two-hour show with Lynn and Craig sometime. And maybe the two of them could get together and then move ahead with some additional research.
Well, I'll tell you what, I like Craig very much, but I feel that his theology is would be very much at difference with Lynn's, and I think the last thing we want is divisiveness. We have enough problems with what's going on in Christendom today, but Craig is brilliant, but he has his own theology on so many things, and so basically let's leave it at that. Anyway, of course, our guest has been Lynn Marzulli. His book, well, Policy of Prophecy, Sydney, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and of course his latest book, The Alien Interviews. Thanks very much, Jack, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Lynn, you've got a minute to wrap up tonight's program.
Appreciate it, Dr. Stan. A word to your listeners, Dr. Stan, that if
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
and that there is another battle behind what we see, nothing makes sense. And then, of course, we're going to be carrying Lynn's book. It is not that expensive. It's just a small little book. It's called Alien Interviews. We suggest you perhaps get a copy of this program or some of our other interviews with Lynn along with us on CD, or that you get our four-tape set or four-CD set on the Supernatural. And the book that goes with that, entitled Supernatural, The Beautiful Side of Evil, that's The Beautiful Side of Evil. That you get are my interviews with Malachi Martin and the four-tape set that goes with that, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Because, of course, there in one of the interviews, he talks about the satanic ceremony held in the basement of the Vatican. A feigned human sacrifice was timed to coincide with a real human sacrifice. Now, it comes from a book he wrote called The Windswept House, which is, of course, presented. The book is fiction, but when I talked to Father Malachi off air, he told me that this really took place. We find out, I've talked to some people recently, that Father Malachi was on his way to visit somebody here in California when he had an untimely death, and, of course, people who have looked into it believe he was simply done in. Why? Because he talked about these powerful spiritual forces that are not imaginary, they're real. Have you ever heard anything about that, Lynn?
I'm very familiar with Dr. Malachi Martin, or I guess it's Father Malachi Martin, I'm not sure which, but I've read his books. Fascinating, especially the Four Exorcism book. That was
right.
So chilling.
That's The Hostage of the Devil, which we actually do carry.
Mm-hmm.
I put our telephone number out. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our webpage, radioliberty.com. Now, I do want to mention, we have about 60 outlets for our network, radio network, across America. And if you're in a position to help, a lot of our listeners have, and regular supporters have dropped by the wayside because having terrible times. We had a old friend call us the other day, almost afraid to tell us why they just dropped out. I mean, they'd lost their home, they'd lost their business, they're facing bankruptcy, and they just couldn't continue supporting us. They've been very good supporters, but since we understand, a lot of people are hurting out there. If you're one of those that is capable of helping, we'd love to hear from you. And if you can't, then, of course, just do what you're doing and copy our material, get it out. You can pull out our newsletter from the website. Many of our programs are available up there on the Internet. Go to look at the links to other videos. Certainly you can read all of our newsletters, listen to all of our programs without charge, copy them, and then help us get the word out. A lot of people will find this hard to believe. They'll say it couldn't be true. And I found it sometimes will take many months, people listening, curious, who is this crazy guy, And, well, some of it sounds all right, but, and then all of a sudden, they're going to start saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's true. Like Dr. Jacobson, Lynn quotes him in his book, the secular historian from Temple University, suddenly coming to the realization that there really is a similarity between all of the interviews of the people who claim they've been abducted by aliens. Lynn, thanks very much for being with us. Good night. God bless.
Good night, Dr. Stan. Take care. Merry Christmas.
And you, too. And, of course, to our listeners out there, remember the reason for the season is our Lord Jesus Christ. And till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 19 July 2010. You're in the right place today. Top of the hour. Thank you for joining us today. It is an honor to have you join us. You could be anywhere, and we appreciate every single person that chooses to be at the Power Hour. Do hope you had a wonderful weekend. Do hope you got something done that you wanted to do. Hope you were able to just experience the feeling of doing something you really, really, really just wanted to feel. You know, it's a tough time in this world, but we have to continue to walk in perfect peace. Remember that. We have to make our own perfect peace out of all that is taking place. And I found that my own mission this weekend was to find my perfect peace. Be at perfect peace. And that's the mission of each and every one of us. We can't do it for each other. We can only do it one step at a time and find that peace for ourselves. Again, I am so glad that you are here, present, and accounted for, because I think you're going to enjoy today's program with, as we do every other Monday, Bob Chapman will be joining us to talk about what's happening financially. Some new talk about what's going to happen if you purchase gold coming up in the year ahead. If you ever wanted to get gold, you may want to get it now because of this new information, new tracking information, that is. So we'll talk to Bob Chapman about that, as well as the new discussion regarding the Dow going down below 70, well, below 8,000, that there is talk that it may just dip very soon. If you haven't heard, the well has been capped. That's correct. Just a couple of hours after a, well, political agreement was made, let's say, interestingly enough. Remember, a lot of people talked about this being Revelation 8:8. Well, it was capped on day 88. I don't know if that has any meaning or not, but George Freund pointed that out to us. So we've got the oil well to really look at as far as, is it safe now? Is it capped now? There are those that are saying it's not, and there's methane leaking, and we will talk about that. A hidden world growing beyond control. Finally today, the Washington Post has released its article, The Top Secret World the Government Has Created. And government wasn't too happy about this information being released. Seems that they did not plan on this kind of information. However, they did ask that the Washington Post remove some of the information, so we will find out what they did reveal. FDA says a breast cancer drug did not extend lives. Well, are we shocked? Have you heard about the new movie Inception? Seems like it got a lot of people going to it. Well, there's something mentioned in it that has some meaning for some people, including Dr. Lynn Horowitz. There's a plant extract that heals ulcerative colitis and may prevent colon cancer. If you're one of those people that is plagued with that disease, you'll be glad to hear that Dr. Sherry Rogers will be coming on the program in the third hour. If you're plagued with any disease, you'll be glad that she's going to be coming on the program. And if you take any drugs, we're going to talk about some of those drugs that perhaps do more harm than good. Raids are increasing for farms and private food supply clubs. Why in the world would they attack them? Army suicides hit a record number in June. And we need to talk about the Gulf of Tonkin. Why? Because the Gulf of Tonkin, which was the beginning of the Vietnam War, allegedly, or one of the reasons to deploy, well, guess what? Records now show doubts on the 64 Vietnam crisis. I know you're not surprised, but let's talk more about what the Gulf of Tonkin crisis was. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health.
probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Thank you for joining us for the Power Hour today. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you did something special. Hope it wasn't in the heat. Oh my goodness. Just watering your garden is like being in a far infrared sauna.